Well, Mrs. News, it seems a beloved cultural institution in Victoria is about to undergo quite the transformation. We're talking about the Bendigo Art Gallery, which as of February 26, 2024, is closing its doors for a massive $45 million redevelopment.
That's right, Mr. News, and massive really is the operative word here. $45 million isn't chump change, even in the world of art and culture. It's a huge investment, but honestly, one that I think is long overdue for such a significant regional gallery.
Long overdue, perhaps, but it's still going to be a bit of a shock for those who regularly visit or plan a trip to Bendigo specifically for the gallery. A whole year of closure, from what I understand. That's a significant chunk of time for a major tourist draw card.
It is, and I totally get that concern. Nobody likes to see their favorite places close, even temporarily. But think about what they're aiming for. This isn't just a lick of paint and new carpets. We're talking about a complete overhaul designed to significantly expand exhibition spaces, improve visitor amenities, and crucially, enhance accessibility.
Accessibility is key, especially in a public space like an art gallery. I remember visiting a few years ago, and while it's a beautiful space, some of the older sections definitely felt a bit constrained. So, expanding exhibition spaces, what does that really mean in terms of what visitors can expect when it reopens?
It means more art, Mr. News, and not just more art, but the potential for even bigger, more ambitious international exhibitions. Bendigo has a fantastic track record with those. Remember the Marilyn Monroe exhibition or Grace Kelly, Style Icon? They really put Bendigo on the map. This redevelopment aims to elevate that even further, cementing its status as a major regional cultural destination.
Those exhibitions were indeed huge draws. I recall the economic impact they had on the local businesses too. Restaurants, hotels, shops, everyone benefited. So in the long run, this closure, while inconvenient, is really an investment in Bendigo's future, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's an investment in cultural tourism, in the local economy, and in providing a world-class experience right there in regional Victoria. And let's not forget, it's not like the gallery is just vanishing for a year. They've made provisions, which I think is quite clever.
Ah yes, the temporary space. I heard something about that. A former Catholic school, if I'm not mistaken, at 18 View Street. That's a nice touch, keeping some presence, even if it's not the full experience.
It is. They're calling it a pop-up gallery, which I think sounds really charming. It means that while the main building is undergoing its metamorphosis, there will still be a space for people to engage with art, perhaps some smaller, more intimate exhibitions, or even community-focused programs. It keeps the pulse of the art scene alive in Bendigo.
I suppose it also allows them to experiment a bit, doesn't it? Try out new curatorial approaches in a different setting. It's a silver lining to the temporary closure. But $45 million... I mean, that's a significant sum. Where exactly is all that funding coming from?
Well, Mr. News, it's a mix, as these large-scale projects often are. The state government has been a key contributor, recognizing the gallery's importance to regional Victoria. There's also likely support from the local council, and often, private philanthropic donations play a role in projects of this magnitude. It's truly a testament to how valued the Bendigo Art Gallery is that they've been able to secure such substantial funding.
It certainly speaks volumes about the gallery's reputation and its contribution to the community. You know, for many regional towns, an art gallery is more than just a place to see paintings. It's a community hub, a place for education, and a source of local pride.
Exactly. It's a place where school children get their first exposure to different cultures and ideas, where artists find inspiration, and where people from all walks of life can connect with something beautiful or thought-provoking. This redevelopment isn't just about expanding walls, it's about expanding opportunities and experiences for everyone who walks through its doors, or will walk through its doors once it reopens.
So when it reopens sometime in early 2025, what specific changes do you anticipate will have the biggest impact? Beyond just more space, I mean. Are we talking about new technologies, interactive exhibits, or something else entirely?
I think we can expect a truly modern visitor experience. Often, these redevelopments include state-of-the-art climate control for preserving artworks, improved lighting, and certainly better digital integration. Imagine more interactive displays, maybe augmented reality experiences that bring the art to life, or even just really thoughtful design that makes navigating the gallery a joy for everyone, regardless of mobility.
That sounds promising. I can imagine that the queue management for those blockbuster exhibitions will also get an upgrade. I remember the lines for some of those big shows stretching out the door and around the corner. A better flow inside would certainly enhance the experience.
Absolutely. Visitor flow and comfort are paramount. And let's not forget the staff and volunteers. They're the backbone of any gallery, and these improvements will undoubtedly make their working environment better too. It's a holistic upgrade, not just for the art, but for the people who bring it to life and the people who come to appreciate it.
It's quite a testament to Bendigo's commitment to culture, isn't it? A regional city investing such a huge amount into its art gallery, it sends a strong message.
It truly does, Mr. News. It tells us that art and culture aren't just for the big metropolitan centers. Regional communities deserve access to world-class facilities and experiences, and Bendigo is leading the way in showing how that can be achieved through vision and significant investment.
So for anyone planning a trip to Bendigo, just a reminder, the main gallery closes February 26, 2024 for approximately a year. But don't despair. Check out the temporary pop-up space at 18 View Street for your art fix.
And start planning your return trip for early 2025, because I have a feeling the new Bendigo Art Gallery is going to be something truly spectacular. I, for one, can't wait to see the results of this monumental undertaking.
Me neither, Mrs. News. It's an exciting time for art lovers in Victoria and beyond. That's all the news on that front for today.
Indeed. We'll be keeping an eye on the progress and look forward to sharing more updates as they come. Until then, stay cultured, everyone.
And stay tuned.
Show me the score. I can't keep knocking on a locked door. Your headlines scream but don't make sense. Behind your smile I smell pretense. Pages twist like a broken clock. Truth's a whisper caught in the dark. Masked in glitter, warped by time. Another tall tale dressed as pride. Mr. News, tell me the truth. No more glam, no more sleuth. Another comfortable life under your spotlight. I won't comply. Me back and forth again. Echo chambers loud with sound. Yet the heart of facts can't be found. You paint the skies with a broken hue. Dimming the stars from shining. Thank you. promises flying, but seal their fate. Trump's words big like the sun's hot glow. Trade deals, tally stands at a mighty zero. Mega, mega, mega echoes in the air. Big talk of deals, but none seem to care. The folks at home, the biggest bruise. While the clock ticks on, it's we who lose.
90 days, 90 deals, it was said.
Promises swirling round the talking heads. Presidents rise, but where's the grace? Bold claims vanish in the fleet eating race. America stands in the shadow, it seems. Mega, mega rhetoric or broken dreams. Wheels turn slow.
Systemic racism and his consequences.
$100 bill. Know you need a fix and I got the Advil. Come to my party if you're looking for a thrill. You're a dirty boy, you know how to clean it up. I'm already knowing that you got a mean strut. I like the way you hold me, I like it when you let me up.
Just that white people claim to be suffering from black fatigue, reference to the emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by the daily stress of living under systemic racism and its consequences.
Across the street, that's Mr. News with his electric saxophone. He must be promoting his new album, Sax in the City.
Hey, Mr. News, I'm walking steady lines, chasing down the beat, down these tangled signs. City's got a rhythm I can't ignore tonight, but I'm heading to the one who makes everything right. Been a while since I saw that glowing grin, counting every step as the night pours in. This melody's my bridge and my compass too. Every beat's a flashlight pulling me through. I'm walking in rhythm, got my heart on repeat. Every note's a whisper, tapping out this heat. I see the finish line, it's calling for my soul. 'Cause love's at the center, it's making me whole. Ooh. The cracks in the pavement hum a perfect tune. Each step's a promise, I'm coming home soon. Shadows fading soft beneath the amber light. A face will cut through this unraveling night. So, Mr. News, don't you slow me down. This groove's my escape and my love's my crown. I'll trade all the sorrow for that spark she gives. This song writes itself as long as she lives. I'm walking in rhythm, got my breath in sync. Every step a story, every word I think. I'll see her smile soon, a glow that never fades. 'Cause love's the rhythm that I
this isn't what you wanna hear, but time. You must be out of your goddamn mind. I just can't do it all.
Baby, who's all alone? Been a while since I seen that smile, but I